Friends, so far we have seen one side of the retail branch banking. As far as branch manager is concerned, the minimum responsibility which he has been assigned or given is the mobilization of the deposits. Now, taking into consideration the competency which is expected to have by the branch manager, it is also expected to have the knowledge of retail credit to the branch manager, which is an essential feature of his portfolio or the position that he has held. Nowadays, retail credit is gaining more and more momentum in the market as far as income is concerned. Maybe it is short term or maybe it is long term. In retail, there are many types of loans that customers are expecting that a branch should grant to them. So as to consider the proposal viably or ascertain the customer's requirement, branch manager is expected to have the knowledge of retail credit also. So under the circumstances, in the retail branch manager must know different products under the retail credit. Let us start discussion on retail credit. The objective is, as I said, to know what is the retail credit is, to understand the process of retail credit and its lending at the branches, acquaint with what is the priority sector lending, familiar with the process of priority sector lending at the branch, and deliberate on the recovery and the remedial measures or remedial management of the retail and priority sector lending. This is basic idea of this particular chapter, and our discussion will be focused only pertaining to these areas and that too minimum requirement by the branch manager. First, we have to see what are the products that is being offered under the retail credit by the branch to the public. The product and services that are to be provided under the retail credit by the retail branch is, first one is a home loan, second is auto or vehicle loans, third one personal loans, consumer durable loans, education loans, credit cards, debit and ATM cards, and the lastly travel cards. These are the typical products which are normally offered by any of the branch of the bank, which is a retail branch. One by one, we will understand first. As a branch manager, you must know some basics about these loans. First, we'll see home loan. What are the guidelines, regulatory guidelines more particularly, for the home loans? Or what is the minimum, what is the maximum amount that one can, branch can grant to the customers? That we will understand. The purpose of home loan is to purchase a plot for construction of house, or to construct the house or flat, as well as renovation and repairs, alteration, addition of house, flat, or furnishing of the house. These are the purposes for which home loan can be granted. What is the maximum amount? Maximum amount is 500 lakhs. What is the repayment? Longer repayment schedule, 20 years. With a reasonable margin and nominal processing charges, no commitment fee or administrative charges. These are the guidelines of the regulators. Interest rate, again, it is linked to the individual banks. Maybe not exactly the base rate, but as far as the lending rate policy of the respective bank is taken into consideration. Prepayment of loan is permitted. Interest is calculated on daily basis. And loan to NRI as well as the persons of Indian origin is also permitted. If branch manager is known, aware of all these things, we can very well go to the market and offer the product. In addition, bank should have devised a simplified application form and put in place the procedure that is simplified procedure. Along with this, there will be a free personal accident insurance cover also may be offered by some of the banks. Life insurance coverage to the borrower for the loan is a protection. This is optional but not mandatory. With this, branch manager is competent to go into the market. Another type of loan is auto loan or vehicle loan. Auto loan or vehicle loan are those retail credit products where the bank lends to an individual to help him or her to buy two-wheeler or four-wheeler at the competitive rates with a convenient repayment schedule for the long time duration. In case of personal loan scheme provides loans to meet the various personal requirements. Bank offers the loans for marriage expenses, medical expenses, educational expenses, purchase of consumer durable, etc. Maximum quantum of the advance is 15 lakhs. Keep on changing from time to time depending upon the choice of the customer or like of the customer and the bank's policy. Depends upon the income. As it is, it cannot be given because these are the clean advances, clean loans. There is no security as such. So, it depends on the income with a very attractive interest rate and repayment plan. Income generation plays a more vital role in this case. Education loan. The education loan product aims at providing the financial support from the bank to deserving and meritorious students for pursuing the higher education within the country as well as outside the country. The main emphasis of the education loan is that every meritorious student is provided with an opportunity to pursue the education with the financial support at affordable terms and conditions, and that's the reason the security is not made mandatory. Parents' guarantee is sufficient. Convenient long-term repayment period is also provided. Concessional rate of interest is also provided in respect of education loan. Credit cards is another area. It is not a loan, but may turn out to be a loan. That is why this is included in this. Credit card refers to the plastic cards. Everybody is aware. And it is assigned to a cardholder. Usually with a credit limit is a floor limit that is fixed for each card which can be used to purchase of goods and services on the credit and to obtain the cash advances also. Credit card allow the cardholders to pay for purchase made over the period of time and the carry forward a balance from one billing cycle to another billing cycle. Credit card purchase normally becomes payable after a free credit period. Normally it is ranging from 20 days to 30 or 30 to 45 days, during which no interest or finance charge is imposed by the banks to the cardholder. Interest is charged on the unpaid balances after the payment is due. Cardholders may pay the entire amount due and save on the interest that would be otherwise be charged by the bank. Alternatively, they have an option of paying in any amount as long as it is higher than the minimum amount due and the carrying forward the balance. That means, while launching the card, these terms and conditions must be made available to the cardholder. Similarly, debit card is also there. Debit card, which is also called as the ATM card, it is a plastic card and that provides the cardholder for the electronic access to his account with the bank and the financial institutions who have issued those cards. Some cards have stored value with which the payment can be made, while most relay a message to the cardholder bank to withdraw the fund from payee's designated bank. It is always linked to the account, and withdrawal always depends upon the availability of the balance in the account. In some of the cards, even if there is no balance, some store value is there. Up to that extent, they can very well debit, they can very well get it from their accounts. The card, where accepted, it can be used instead of cash when making the purchases. In some cases, the primary account number is assigned exclusively for the use of internet and there is no physical card also. Unlike credit and charge cards, payment using the debit cards are immediately transferred from cardholder's designated bank account instead of them paying the money back and thereafter back at the latter date. Debit cards allow, for instance, the withdrawal of the cash, acting as an ATM card for withdrawing the cash. Merchants may also offer a cashback facilities to a customers where the customer can withdraw the cash along with their purchases. But normally, this trend is nowadays it is changed because n number of ATMs are made available and the facilities also provided to usage of the card by any bank through any bank's ATM. The cardholder will have an access to his account so as to withdraw the cash. So normally the cardholder is not approaching to the merchandisers or merchants wherever they are buying the goods for the purpose of withdrawing the cash. Therefore, this particularly merchants are normally not paying the cash to the cardholders. They advise them to go to the ATM and withdraw the cash. Debit card should also be issued to the customers which are having the saving bank account, current account, but not to the cash credit or loan account holders. Why? Because when it is offered to the cash credit or loan accounts without knowledge of the bank, there will be again creation of some more liabilities to be payable to the bank. So, they are creating the assets out of it by creating the debit balance or utilization of the limit which is fixed for the cash credit or loan account holders. That is the reason why the customers, those who are enjoying these facilities of the cash credit and loan account, they are not permitted to use the debit cards. retail credit risk management tool. Now we have seen the loans, retail loans, basic features of the retail loans. While assessing or while providing the credit facilities made available to the customers, it is very much essential for the bank to have an assessment on the customer to whom they are providing the loans, retail loans in different portfolios. The credit risk is the most important nowadays, so as to assess the customers. Or they have formed, many of the banks, they have formed a risk management tool to assess the borrower. More particularly, now the tools which are used for assessing the credibility of the customer is, first one is a CIBIL, that is the Credit Information Bureau of India Limited, in association with Dun & Bradstreet, who is a credit rating company, and the TransUnion, who has developed a credit rating or credit scoring model, which is to be used by the retail banks which are operating in India. It is called as CIBIL TransUnion Score. It gives you a more robust and complete picture of your applicants by drawing a data from the wide range of the lenders and institutions covering the breadth India's financial servicing marketplace. How it happens? Whenever loan is granted, it is expected that that credit granting institution has to have informed to the CIBIL, giving the particulars of the borrower, the amount which is granted to them, granted to him, and if any repayment is outstanding, that everything should be recorded under the CIBIL, that is Credit Information Bureau of India Limited. This will give an important tool to assess whether the customer who is now opting for the loan has any outstanding with any financial institution, whether he is defaulter with any institutions, and basis on all these parameters, they have come out with one scoring, and that scoring is very much important for any other bank or financial institutions when the customer approaches them for the loan. Negative score definitely deny the opportunity for the customers to avail the credit facility from the bank and financial institutions. Application of the borrower, when it is assessed, the CIBIL rating gives more robust and complete picture of the applicants. He is drawing data from the wide range of the lenders, institutions covering the breadth of the India's financial service marketplace. The CIBIL score is a 3-digit numeric summary of the customer's credit history. An individual credit score provides a lending bank with an indication of probability of the default, taking into consideration the past history of the individual, and based on their credit history, customer score is ranging from 300 to 900. It has got any system, like any system, again, the limitations. The accuracy of the scoring system for underrepresented groups is still an open issue or open question. The accuracy of the credit scoring system will depend upon the care with which it is developed. The data on which the system is based need to be rich, simple of both well-performing as well as poorly performing loan. Similarly, the data should be up to date, and the model should be re-estimated frequently to ensure that the changes in the relationship between the potential factors of the loan and the performance is captured by the system. If the bank using the scoring increases in the applicant's pool by mass marketing, it must ensure that the new pool of the applicants behaves similarly to the pool on which the model was built. Otherwise, the model may not, risk management model, may not accurately predict the probable default or the behavior of the new applicant. Now, we are entering into the approval process, which expected that branch manager must know. Process of approval of the loan, particularly retail loan, what we have discussed some time back. He must know the retail loan approval process by the banks and its his own branch. He should be familiar with that. Except for the personal and the credit cards, the bank requires a contribution from the borrower and their loans are secured by assets which are financed by way of the loan. The retail credit product operations are subdivided into various product lines. Each product line is further subdivided into separate sales, marketing, and credit groups. The risk compliance and audit group, which is an independent of the business group, approves all the new retail products and the product and policies and credit approval authorization. So, approval process is segregated depending upon the type of product, bank's policy, assessment process, previous dealing of the customer, basis the CIBIL rating, and also the audit group as well as business group's recommendation for granting the loan. All products and policies required the approval of the committee of directors comprising of whole-time directors. This you must know because the process which is formulated by the bank's top management by creating certain groups or comprising of the directors. Branch manager is expected to know what are the policies of the bank in respect of lending. So, this is very much important for the branch managers to know the products and policies which is required for lending. All credit approvals and authorization requires approval for bank's board. All policies put in place by the bank in place requires bank's board approval. Now let us see what is the loan approval process. Loan application. This application in general, maybe it is a hard copy or it may be soft copy form. In general, loan application may be split into three distinct types. The manner in which customer are approaching or bank is approaching to the customers or borrower. Agent assisted, which is a branch based. Then agent assisted, very telephonic based. And the broker sale, that is third party sales agent. And last one is self-service. Customer on his own can also apply. He can go to the branch, meet the agent or branch manager and apply. Or from the marketing team, if he has received the call, then filling of the application and all other things will be assisted by the agent. In case of the third party sales, broker is approaching or broker is initiating the process which is duly recognized by the bank. One by one, we will see the characteristic features of this loan application. First, we will see the agent assisted, what is the process followed. In a branch, customers typically sit with the sales team or sales agent who will assist the customer to completing the application form, selecting the appropriate product and collecting the required document, its compliance requirements, as well as selecting add-on products, signing, and then completed form should be tendered to the sales team which is sitting in the branch. This is one type. Another type is the agent which is assisted, which is telephonic based loan application, or broker based or broker sourced or loan application of the self-service loan application. In this case, there are different situations at different time. Self-service web-based application are taken in a variety of ways, and the state of this business has evolved over the time. Printed and fax applications or pre-qualification forms can also be generated online. Print, write or type the data into the form, send it to the bank. Form fill on the web, print and send to the bank, which is not much better. Because if it is online, it should reach online. If it is printed and then it is submitted to branch, it doesn't make any difference. Either you approach to the branch and they get it filled in then and then there. Why you are downloading, filling it up, signing and again personally going and giving it to the branch? This is not a good option. The web form filled, which are saved by the applicant on the website and that taken and sent out to the retrieved by the bank. Once you fill up the form and it is saved in the web portal of that respective bank, it will be automatically captured by the branch sales team and action is taken on them. This is a good option. Many of the early solutions had a lot of the same problem as general forms, like bad workflow, trying to handle all the manners of the loans type in one form. For specific loan, there should be a specific form. Combined form for all the loans sounds not good.